No doubt about it. The weather gets cooler. I love that because I don't really like the heat. The spending time with family in the holidays, Thanksgiving, I love. Christmas, obviously, I love just spending time with family. And, of course, just as the seasons, the Gators keep beating Florida State. So, hey, I'm happy. Anyway, so now back to what we're really here for. Thought of many things that I could speak of tonight, and the thing that really hit me was I have so many things to say. It's just I can't even tell you how many things I have to say because I have such a long history behind me that I've learned so much in the past 3 years that I could just sit up here for days and talk. But the one thing that really came to me as I was thinking back on the days that I was converted, it was the teaching that I want to talk about. If you don't know a lot about me, you might not know that I grew up in a very denominational background. I was raised as an Episcopalian, and I grew up knowing what they did and doing what they did and not really putting any thought behind it. And it wasn't until one day in Gainesville when I met who would be my future wife, Julia, that she really started to wear me down, I guess you could say. And in that process, I really started to learn what teaching really was, what teaching really is. Because where I grew up, the way that I grew up, teaching really, there was no emphasis on teaching. And looking back on it, I really know there's no emphasis on teaching. It's rather contrasting. So when I asked her on a date for the first time, she said, "Only if you go to church with me." That was a concept that blew my mind because I was like, wow, she's making me go to church? Like, what is this? Let alone the fact that she invited me in the first place, because, I mean, that wasn't very common from where I grew up, inviting people to church. Well, when I first went to Glen Springs up in Gainesville, lovely congregation up there, and what really drew me to that congregation and continued to draw me to that congregation was the fact that they taught. And it blew my mind that they would actually use this book that I had heard so much about and supposedly I was living my life by to tell me what I was doing so wrong. And that teaching was just, it blew me away. And I was baptized at the age of 21 and changed my life. And brethren, I just want to tell you here that for those of you, we have to understand what teaching is. It's such a blessing that we can go out and we can teach people. Because without teaching, we have to understand we have no hope. Because if Paul did not teach the word and he did not spread the word and the gospel and Jesus did not proclaim that we must teach, we would never hear it and we would be lost. But God has blessed us that he has allowed us to see the word, to be taught the word, and to draw our conclusions. And for me, that is that the word of God is true, that it is everything and that it is what we should live our lives by and the standard that we should live. At some point, everyone in here who was baptized learned by someone who taught them about the word of God. And through that learning, you were baptized and then received Jesus to be a member of Jesus Christ and then changed your life accordingly. We must understand also that God commands us to teach. He commands each and every one of us to go out, spread the gospel. In Proverbs, the wise sage says throughout many verses, "Listen to instruction. Love discipline. Lead others to the truth." And in every form, he is speaking of either learning from someone who is teaching or to teach others so that they may learn. Jesus' life was a clear example of teaching. He lived his 3 years in his ministry. He taught every day, and that was his life, going throughout the lands that he was going and teaching everyone that he could come across. And that is a wonderful example for us. And of course, the Great Commission that Jesus spoke, as Colin read earlier in Matthew 28, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." What a wonderful blessing teaching is. We cannot take that for granted because so many don't get the teaching that they need. So many do not get the teaching. We're so blessed here that we truly care for the teaching of the word. Let's continue to do that. God also blessed us with many ways that we could teach. Every one of us has a talent, whatever that may be. We can go out and we can do the things necessary to show other people that we are Christians and we are lights. So which is your talent? Is it preaching? Is it praying? Is it singing? Is it teaching by your example? Through love for one another? By honoring your elders? Respecting other brethren that you worship with? Or defending the word when you have the opportunity? In each way, you can teach. And I know through experience that one time that Julia told me, I'll go out with you only if you come to church. At that moment, I realized what an effect one sentence can make. Brethren, we must take advantage of our talents and our opportunities when they arise. Teach your children. That's the most important. I mean, teach your children, bottom line. Sing songs and read stories. Discuss the Bible with them each and every day. Prioritize that the Bible is number one, that God's word is to be taught in your home. Teaching your coworkers by bringing up the Bibles or adhering to godly standards every day. It does make a difference. I've already realized that in 3 years. It makes a huge difference. In public, have patience. Watch your tongue. Because you never know what one word can do to someone else, whether negative or positive. Because I've seen it already in 3 years. It's unbelievable. And of course, for me, teaching family members, I have a very difficult position that my family is still living in a denominational lifestyle, and it's very difficult for me. And a lot of the times, I have to set the standard, and I have to be the leader in my household, even in my own father's household. That's something that we must do. We must understand that teaching is so important, and everything we do can teach. And probably most important and probably most difficult is in private. When no one else is looking, that's when we truly can understand if we are Christians. By teaching ourselves, by reading the Word and applying that to our lives and being the standard for not only for our own selves, but for everyone who sees us in the dark. So often people think that no one's looking. So often that when they see something, it can truly, for negative or positive, be something that's so strong. We must understand that in private. Any and all opportunities can lead to an open heart. Someone who is searching for the word, any opportunity for teaching can be so powerful to them. And you never know when your teaching can affect someone. Brethren, tonight I just want to say that we need to place a priority on teaching. And I know we do such a great job here, but even take that next step when we're out in public, because this world just doesn't get taught. They get taught false things, and they're going down the wrong road. And they need someone to bring up to them the Bible, to teach them the things that our Lord has shown us. We must place a priority on teaching in every aspect of our life, from how we dress, what type of movies we watch, the way we speak, and how we set our priorities up. I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. I've had people come to me and talk to me about that. Tonight I just ask that we take a look at those things. We re-examine our priorities and we put teaching at the forefront. The greatest commission that Jesus made was that commission to teach. Tonight I ask that we do that. That we look inside of ourselves and we make those changes, so that at any opportune time, we can help those that are seeking. If you would, I'd like to say a quick prayer. Will you bow with me? Dear Lord, we humbly approach your throne, thanking you for the wonderful blessing that is the teaching of others of your word. Not only for the opportunity to teach others, but also teaching ourselves as we discern the examples and patterns you establish for us in your great wisdom. Please help us to defend your word and live our lives that we may teach others of your Son, Jesus Christ, through our actions, our thoughts, words, and deeds. Please help us, Lord, to understand how important the teaching of the word is, for without instruction we would be lost to this world and would not know of Jesus Christ, in whom we have all faith and hope. Bless us, Lord, that our talents are available and we act upon our talents when the opportunity may arise, that your word may open the door, that a member may be added unto you. We cannot thank you enough for your Son, Jesus Christ, and his teaching, which sets a tone for how we, your children, should mold our lives. Please watch over us, that our teaching will be seasoned with salt, and that our efforts be pleasing to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight I just wanted to have a short lesson on teaching. I think it's so important. I really appreciate y'all for listening. And it, we always like to end an invitation with the opportunity for someone who is outside the fold, knows Jesus Christ through learning of him, who truly believes to come and be baptized in his name. For those that are Christians that need to come forward and confess to the congregation that they would have the prayers of the people here, would you please come forward as we stand and sing?